The Evolution of Leadership in a Collaborative World. In recent decades, the business world has become more collaborative. Professionals work together without formal leadership to create open-source software and collaborative web content. Companies now outsource projects to external groups through crowdsourcing. With this increase in collaboration, leadership has undergone a transformation. Modern leaders no longer dictate the direction of their companies. Instead, direction arises from the community itself. People now look to leaders not for instructions, but for valuable contributions. This shift in leadership is known as leadership. Leaders are now members of non-hierarchical groups, focusing on promoting collaboration and facilitating the development of a shared narrative that leads to valuable outcomes. Four trends driving this change include demographic shifts, expertise, attention, and democracy. The demographic trend. Modern corporate offices look vastly different from those of the past. They now embrace people from diverse racial, ethnic, and sociocultural backgrounds. Women hold prominent roles, and they're not confined to traditional administrative positions. The workforce spans generations, with individuals ranging from their 20s to their 60s and beyond. This diversity brings together employees with a wide range of attitudes, experiences, ideas, and interests. A 22-year-old Dominican receptionist may have very different perspectives from a 55-year-old white male executive or a 43-year-old black female supervisor. As a leader, relying solely on your own experiences and ideas can lead to obsolescence, as they may not resonate with the diverse perspectives of those you lead. The expertise trend. Corporations used to excel in providing specialized expertise, but the landscape is changing. With the rise of collaboration and the internet, businesses can now access expertise from a wide range of sources without relying on traditional organizations. Online platforms like prediction markets allow for more accurate market research by aggregating the opinions of many individuals. Organizations once minimized transaction costs, but these costs have decreased significantly with online access to products and services. Distributed co-creation, where talent from outside the organization contributes, has become more accessible and cost-effective. Wikipedia is a prime example of this phenomenon. As people can now access expertise without organizational intermediaries, the purpose of traditional organizations is being questioned, along with the role of organizational leadership. The attention trend. People today are bombarded with vast amounts of information. For instance, the average email user receives 65,000 messages annually, while reading a single issue of the New York Times contains more information than an average 17th century English person would have encountered in their entire lifetime. Each year, the world generates 40 exabytes, 4 by 1019, of information, surpassing the total information produced in the past 5,000 years. To cope with this overload, most people selectively pay attention to information that interests them and ignore the rest, including messages from traditional business leaders. In the past, these leaders' organizations were integral parts of the network of attention. However, in today's world, various social and informational networks have taken their place. As a result, these leaders often struggle to communicate effectively with their audience using outdated methods. The democratic trend. IKEA customers are accustomed to handling tasks typically managed by retailers, like transporting and assembling products. This reflects a broader shift in the world of work, where traditional employee roles are disappearing. Full-time positions are becoming less common, replaced by freelance, part-time, and temporary work. This leads to a workforce that is constantly on the move from one job to another. As a result, modern business leaders face challenges in securing the loyalty and support of their employees, many of whom are transient. These free agents have little reason to pay attention to workplace leaders, as their commitment to organizations is often limited. Since these workers are not fully engaged, they tend to ignore organizational leaders and their positions of power. This can make them difficult to lead using traditional methods, as they are outside the executive span of control. Leadership works. Reasons behind its effectiveness. In 1968, ecologist Garrett James Hardin introduced the concept of the tragedy of the commons. He argued that when a community collectively owns a resource, like a field for grazing cattle, Overuse can lead to its destruction unless the community divides the resource into private plots or establishes strong government regulation. However, Hardin's theory overlooks the fact that communities can self-regulate to prevent this tragedy. Members of a community are motivated to protect shared resources by a desire for acceptance and a fear of exclusion. They understand the social consequences of harming community property and, as a result, adhere to community-derived rules that encourage responsible behavior. This self-governing approach is evident in successful open and self-directed systems such as Wikipedia. Leadership adaptation in a collaborative world. In today's collaborative world, traditional leadership may seem irrelevant. However, smart leaders understand how to stay valuable, not because of their expertise or experience, but because of their contributions to the group. Effective leaders help create strong and thriving communities by promoting engagement, develop a sense of belonging among members, alignment, encouraging people to work together toward common goals, accountability, ensuring individuals take responsibility for their actions, commitment, inspiring unity and teamwork. While these qualities are also found in traditional leadership, the path to achieving them has evolved. In the past, cultures operated on a read-only basis with strict command and control structures. Today, culture is read-write, emphasizing communal collaboration and creativity. Leadership in modern leadership. In today's world, traditional boundaries between leaders and followers are fading. Leadership is now seen as a two-way relationship, where leaders are like familiar strangers, people you see regularly but don't interact with, such as on the subway or at the supermarket. Despite the lack of direct interaction, this familiarity creates a bond. Leadership capitalizes on these bonds, relying on social rather than positional power. This shift from leadership to leadership occurs along four dimensions. Shift 1, from clarity to simplicity. Leaders maintain their roles by ensuring their communities function well. Today's complexity can disrupt the sense of belonging, potentially harming the community. To counteract this, leaders should streamline processes, products, and communication, making everything more straightforward and logical. This helps prevent confusion. Leaders also guide their communities in identifying and addressing their challenges, marking key moments for reflection on their identity and direction. Shift 2, from plans to narratives. Leaders should move away from old-fashioned planning and focus on storytelling. They should help their communities create stories that reflect their identity and bring everyone together. Instead of detailed plans like do A to get to B, stories like we are a highly efficient organization inspire and motivate people. To build a strong narrative, leaders should ask, who are we, where are we going, and why are we going there? This approach creates an environment where stories come to life and engage everyone in the organization. Shift 3, from roles to tasks. Leaders should focus on clearly defining tasks, not just persuading employees to do their jobs. When people know which tasks are important, they work together to achieve them. This is evident in special projects where team members concentrate on their specific tasks to complete the project. By accomplishing goals, workers feel they are fulfilling their self-images. While assigning roles is necessary, it's the tasks that truly motivate workers. Leaders should talk about tasks with their team to make them feel responsible. Shift 4, from money to love. Leaders need their followers' dedication to stay in charge. To motivate others, follow these steps. Love what you do. Love your work and let it show. People won't commit if you're not committed. Create a social incentive. These are more powerful than just money. While money is good, it only motivates to a certain extent. Love and belonging can drive people to do extraordinary things for organizations they care about. To develop a love for the organization, focus on building a proud community, not just on individual employees. Look at successful groups like Wikipedia and eBay, where leaders work hard to create an inspiring community. Key points. Business collaboration transforms leadership from directive to community-driven. Workplace diversity demands leaders to adapt to varied perspectives. Rising collaboration and internet access challenge traditional leadership roles. Information overload forces leaders to refine communication strategies. Freelance and part-time work trends redefine employee loyalty and leadership. Successful leaders foster engagement, alignment, accountability, and commitment. Leadership focuses on simplicity, storytelling, task clarity, and passion over money.